The Jews of Jesus' day had many pictures to describe what would happen when God broke into history. One of these was the picture of the Messianic banquet. God would give a great feast for his people. And Jesus was using this picture when he told the parable of the Great Supper. Jesus, as we heard, was eating a meal in the home of a Pharisee. And as often happened, he challenged those present about their attitude to the poor, the needy, and of their own importance. Then one of them made a rather pious remark and asked him a question. Jesus answered with a parable which contained a warning. Just because they were Jews, Jesus said, they were not only the ones who would enjoy a place in God's kingdom. There would be others too. They would be welcomed. There would be room for all. In Palestine in Jesus' day, when someone planned a celebration like a banquet, the guests would have received the invitation sometime before. But the exact time was not given. When the meal was ready, the servants were sent to summon the guests. "Come, for everything is now ready." Being part of God's kingdom, sharing in his banquet or feast, is not something just for the future, but something which we can begin to enjoy here and now as we put our faith in Jesus Christ. The thrust of the gospel message through the parable is that God offers salvation through Jesus Christ. He invites us to become part of his kingdom and to enjoy all the good things that he has for us. And the invitation is for all, not just a few. In the parable, when the invited guests refused to come, the servants were sent out and invited those whom the Jews considered, to be outcasts, unacceptable even to Gentiles. But we know that no one is outside God's love and mercy. But we can draw some parallels from the excuses made in the parable. For today, many people initially accept God's invitation to be part of his kingdom, but never really fully enter into the joy that can come through that. Men in the parable made excuses, one after the other. One man was busy with his land. "I bought a field. I can't come because I've got to look after my new field." Today, the claims of businesses, do-it-yourself, possessions, a mortgage to pay, all things important and necessary, often claim our attention. The things that can take priority over God's claims. Sometimes we feel too busy to read, to pray, to worship. Later, we say, when we have time. Rather like the man who had to go and look after his new field. Another man bought some animals. He'd bought some new oxen. He had to try out these oxen. Something new had come to take up his time and his interest. And again, it's so easy to be sidetracked by some new interest or possession, even a friendship. "I've taken up a new sport. I must spend time practicing. The new car needs a run in the country, and Sunday is a fine day. My new friend is not a believer. We must spend more time together." Quite right. And all these things are right in their own situation. But it is even more important not to neglect our own relationship with God or to leave it till later when we're not so busy. Our relationship with our new friend will surely be better if our relationship with God is right. The third man had just got married. "I've got a new wife." Now, the law of Deuteronomy stated that a newly married man was exempt for a year from any business to be free to spend time with his wife. So no doubt this was the reason for him giving this excuse. But there are many good things, such as family commitments, that can crowd God out of our lives. But again, relationships within the home will surely be better if God is a part of them. Later, we might well say, when things settle down, when the children grow up and take less time, we can easily find excuses. I remember a long time ago singing a song which was composed by a group of singing nuns called the Medical Mission Sisters. And it went something like this. I cannot come. I cannot come to the banquet. Don't bother me now. I've married a wife. I've brought me a cow. I have friends and commitments that cost a pretty sum. Pray hold me excused. I cannot come. Each of the invited guests had an excuse. Good in itself, nothing really wrong with the things that they were going to be doing, but it wasn't quite the right time to be doing them. So we might ask ourselves, do we make any excuses? Perhaps there's a final thought from the parable. In the past, the Christian life was often presented as something rather dull and sober, with too many don'ts and do this or don't do that, or you must do this or you must do that. I recall the vicar of my home church, who was quite a serious person, but on the other hand, he always had something important to say, with a little smile behind it. And I remember he used to wait outside the church porch before the evening service to greet the congregation as they came into church. And he once said how he saw people's faces change. As they got to the church porch, they put on their Sunday face. It seemed to be appropriate to look different when you came to church. I recall to a young family who were our next door neighbours at home. They had been missionaries, I believe it was in Morocco, and they had come home to England. They moved away from us, and I often went to stay with them in their new home. I remember one Sunday morning, the husband and wife disappeared into their bedroom with a tray of tea, obviously to pray and read the Bible together, a very good thing to do. But the children, quite small, were left to their own devices. They went downstairs and tidied their toy cupboard, which you would think was a very good thing to do. But I remember them being told off severely because that was work and you didn't do it on a Sunday. So their faith was real, it was good, it was strong, but there wasn't much joy in it. It was quite difficult. But Jesus referred to God's kingdom as a feast, as a banquet, something to be enjoyed. Perhaps we should pray for those who find it hard to make time for God because of their commitments, their businesses, their family life, life in general, which becomes quite busy. Particularly also for young people with many distractions and calls upon their time. But we need to be sure that we ourselves don't make excuses and so forfeit the opportunity of enjoying all that being part of God's kingdom gives to us.